Greetings and welcome to this Power for Positive Living podcast. My name is James Huey and I am your host for this podcast series, offering openness and caring through the gifts of listening hospitality. I invite you to join me as we explore diverse topics for enriching the quality of your life. Power for positive living and friendship. The path of living life is full of glorious adventures. Each of us encounter varied and familiar experiences as each new day arrives. Each morning, we can choose to focus on optimistic anticipation for the hours ahead. We also have the choice to begin our days with more pessimism and dread in our outlook. Our individual choices for thoughts, feelings, attitudes, and behaviors for that day will generally determine how our life path unfolds. The choices you and I make for ourselves at the beginning will usually determine what we shall have experienced when our days on this earth come to an end. Were our expectations met? Did the day give us a surprise or two? How did any surprise fit into our physical and mental expectations? Were we able to respond to what happened to us in healthy ways? Humans vary in their priority of using planning in living their daily lives. Some people lean toward managing their life path with as much planning as possible. They tend to dislike surprises and feel better when their specific goals are accomplished. Other people may feel that planning is too much work and tends to take the fun or spontaneity out of living life. These persons tend to like surprises in their life path, whether they tend to lean toward being positive or negative. One of the expected aspects of living can be the reality that life provides us with many unexpected events. These events can bring us great joy, such as when we receive a surprise gift from a loved one. An unexpected event, like a car wreck or being diagnosed with a severe illness, can bring us intense hurt and pain. Most of us like to use our planning skills to manage the positive aspects that occur so that the intensity of the good feelings can be increased. Winning the lottery may produce significant changes in how we live life. Many of us would like to have the opportunity to experience this surprise event with all of its options. And yet, each lottery cycle brings stories of persons who feel victimized by the various outcomes of their winning. It is fun for many to anticipate the choices that positive events can have. The other end of this continuum is often faced with poorer choices like avoidance of planning or emotional self-defense mechanisms like rationalization or denial. Each of us can become a victim. We can strive to practice healthy ways of living, but accidents do happen even to those of us who believe we are careful. We are all probably going to experience the opportunity to be victims during the fluidity of living life. Most of us have little difficulty anticipating positive events. We may tend to be poorly prepared for the times when we may become emotional, physical, social, spiritual, or financial victims of life. While being a victim of living is difficult to manage, many counselors will encounter persons who have chosen to become what they may be called professional victims. These individuals' select ways of living where being a victim is the center of their individual, personal life choices. These persons who make these choices can be noted by their tendency of placing their victim status at the center of their conversations, behavioral choices, negative attitudes towards self and others. They may see life as a conspiracy, focusing on the unfairness of life. They usually see their victim status as the entirety of them being alive. The everyday process of aging, with its mental and physical limitations, can allow a person to believe they are a victim. Depending on personal values, we can choose to focus on the positive aspect of being alive to age, or we can feel victimized by the unwelcome physical, emotional, social, or financial changes taking place in our lives as we get older. There are many opportunities for choosing to be a victim as a way of life, and this option is real for most of us. Professional victims tend to avoid taking responsibility for the choices that they do or could make toward effectively managing their victim perspectives. Changing oneself tends to be most difficult, as almost any counselor will tell you. While we cannot always choose becoming some type of victim, we can choose how we choose to respond to this status. We can choose positive life choices for managing ourselves when we may become a victim. We can always retain this human power of choice when the inevitability of change occurs as we live life. Option planning in some manner and to some degree for the probability of becoming victimized along life's path is usually a very healthy and positive path for each of us to choose. This is your friend and host, James Huey. I thank you for listening to me on this podcast as I share wellness viewpoints from my own life experiences with wellness psychology. These are my gifts to you, my listeners. Your email comments are always welcome at powerforpositiveliving@gmail.com. As your friend and host, I always encourage you to value and nurture yourself as the unique human individual that I believe you are. Until next we meet, I remain committed to power for positive living and friendship. Good day.